This is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview was recorded live on the exhibit floor at the 2018 NAB Show in Las Vegas. For all of our NAB interviews, visit the digitalproductionbuzz.com. And welcome back. This is Larry Jordan. This is day three of the 2018 NAB Show. We have got a great lineup of guests, but before we start talking about individual products, I want to give us an overview of what some of the new technology is here to discover at the show, and that brings me to our next guest, a very familiar voice and face, Michael Comas, the Director of Technology for Keycode Media. And Michael, it's good to have you back.
Good morning, Digital Production Buzz, and good morning, Larry.
Well, you know, Michael, how can it not be a good morning when I'm talking to you?
The best part of waking up is Michael in your ear. That's fantastic.
No, but we will continue. Tell me what you've seen. What's some of the highlights of what's going on?
Well, I tend to focus more in the editorial realm, right? Mm-hmm. So some of the things that we saw that were announced this weekend were Avid, obviously, doing a whole pricing scheme change and introducing an ultimate version, which is, you know, the kit and caboodle, right? You have PhraseFind, ScriptSync, Symfony, all wrapped up into $50 a month, which actually is a decrease in price.
How much a month?
$50 a month.
For all of that?
For all of that.
Wow.
Yeah, but what I think some people are going to be a little bit upset about is the fact that you don't get shared projects in the version right beneath it, which is $20 a month. So I think there's going to be a lot of smaller post facilities that may be using that functionality and now have to change up their plans. So I think that may be a little bit disconcerting for some
folks.
So
if I'm working collaboratively, I need the $50 a month version.
That's correct.
If I'm working solo, I can probably do 20.
You could probably do 20, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we had a chance to talk with Avid Hoff yesterday at in our lead show and has some great news on Avid. What else have you seen besides Avid?
Well, we mentioned this briefly yesterday. It was a company called Veritone. For people who are diving into the AI machine learning market, traditionally you're stuck with using whatever AI cognitive services that your cloud provider has. If it's Microsoft, it's Microsoft Cognitive Services. If it's Google, it's Google's Cognitive Services.
Now, take a breath. Tell me what cognitive services means.
It makes me sound smarter. It's actually AI in the cloud. So it's doing facial recognition, logo recognition, speech to text, all in the cloud.
So these are all cloud services. Even
Indeed.
Though we've got an app that's giving us access, they're actually pushing it out to the cloud for this stuff to occur.
Correct. Traditionally, you're creating a proxy, a low-res version of your media, sending it up, the analysis is done, the results come back, and then you pour over that data, whether it be in your NLE or whether it be in your asset management system. And what Veritone does is say, you know what, we're going to be your broker. We're going to be your aggregator. So no matter what cognitive service, no matter what AI cloud provider you want to use, you can go through us and we'll decide which one's best for you so you're not relegated to the cloud provider you're already using.
Before I forget, yesterday when we were talking with Avid, Alan Hoff, VP of Product Management, if not I just promoted him, one of the questions I asked him he couldn't answer was, you know, when you've got a subscription, it's got to phone back to the mothership to say that this is a legitimate subscription. I said, how often does Avid have to phone back to the mothership? And Alan gave me this worried look and said, you know, I don't know. But he dashed over just before the show started and said, I found out, and I got to tell you, that Avid phones back once a month.
Okay. That
so that means that if you're offline and you're editing in some place that has no internet connectivity, which editors seem to find themselves in a lot, you don't have to worry about your Avid system not functioning. It'll check in once a month, make sure that you're okay, and then you can edit offline for the next 29 days with no problem. And I thought I'd share that with you because I know that Avid you're a particular fan of Avid.
That's a very good point. The one thing that Avid has that's a little bit different than companies like Adobe, where you know you're stuck always talking to the cloud, even if it is once a month, is Avid still has the dongle. It's a premium, but it allows you to not have to be online. You can just plug in the dongle, and you stay authenticated as long as you have that dongle.
Very cool. So we've talked to Veritone?
Veritone.
Veritone. Okay, so
sounds like a 50s record company, doesn't it? Veritone?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not dating myself there.
That certainly classified them. All right, so we've got Veritone, which is really neat because what now we can do is we can select best of breed rather than have to work with a particular vendor. So Veritone, and you mentioned that to me yesterday as you were flashing past with your entourage following along behind. What else you got?
Well, let's see. We're finally seeing a much larger proliferation of LTO 8. Right, so obviously sequential 1, 2, 3, 4. Now we have 8, and so now we're getting over 10 terabytes on a tape. Now we're getting over 300 megabytes a second on a tape.
But we got 300 megabytes a second on LTO 7. Mm-hmm. And the big problem I've got with LTO 8 is that it no longer reads LTO 6. Remember, the LTO roadmap was read one version, read two versions back and write one version back. So
correct.
8 should do 7 and read 6. Well, they changed the tape format. And so now LTO 8 only does LTO 7, which means that if you've got LTO 6 or earlier, you've got to keep that drive to transfer your data up to the new 8. The 8 is faster, much more capacious, mm-hmm. but they broke at the LTO 6. It doesn't read that.
Hey, when you make an omelet, you got to break some eggs, right?
Oh, it's a joke. I'm laughing. I'm with you.
No, progress has to move forward, and I understand that it's always been traditionally two versions back, and it can read its own in two versions back. But in order to get the thinness of that tape, and I believe it's the metal oxide actually on the tape that's preventing it from going two versions back. But the fact that now we can use that as your Tier 2 storage, so not your fast local storage or your fast SAN, it can now replace your NAS. So now if you're doing offline online editorial, you now can reconform back off LTO. And that makes it very attractive in terms of cost because you're not buying the spinning disk.
Well, there's no question LTO is the device of choice for any kind of archive. And frankly, if you want to save money, get LTO 6 because that's going to last for a while and you still have the longevity the tape provides, and it's about half the price of an LTO 8 drive. So, yeah, I'm a huge fan of LTO.
Go ahead. What I'm also a huge fan of is that Sonnet has been pushing the eGPU realm, so external graphics cards, which, you know, on PCs works fine. However, we're still in the infancy when it comes to Apple support. With High Sierra, it's only been only certain graphics cards have had drivers that can be used externally. So we're finally getting to that point where we can start using them. But the big rub we come into is the tools that a lot of us creatives use, whether it be Premiere or Avid or Final Cut 10, they don't know how to take advantage of those or how to expose to the end user how to select to use those.
I was talking with Larry O'Connor because mm-hmm. not only does Sonnet have a certified eGPU, but OWC has a certified eGPU. I said, what do we have to do to tell Premiere that it exists? He says, nothing. Because of the way that Apple has implemented it in 10.13.4, which is the current version of High Sierra, all you have to do is to plug the eGPU in from a certified drive, and it automatically tells it what's available to it. I'll get the language to work in just a minute. So as long as you're working with a supported card, which at this point means any version of AMD but not NVIDIA, mm-hmm. and you've got a certified box, which is Sonnet or OWC, and I think there's one other, then you don't have to do anything. Premiere will automatically offload to it. You think that's not correct?
I don't think that's entirely correct. I think it's kind of a spin. You know, if you go into the Premiere package, you can have a GPU. There's a GPU sniffer in there. It tells you what GPUs you have. But let's say you're using a MacBook Pro, right? Those graphics cards are traditionally underpowered. There is no way to say, hey, Premiere, I'd rather you use the external one first.
Ah, to set priority.
Right. And that's
why didn't you say that you can't set...
My apologies.
Here.
But it's the priority. If I have a 8-gig external card, I want to use that more than the 2-gig card that's internal. And Avid right now isn't coded to use external GPU, and Final Cut 10, nothing is exposed either. So in terms of being able to set priority, in terms of being able to set what I want each card to do or do things in parallel, that's not exposed right now. And I'm hoping that in the next year, the NLE manufacturers will wise up and begin to expose that.
That could be very cool. So what are you going to go see after you get done talking to me? What are you looking forward to learning?
The aspirin vendor. I saw a woman selling cigarettes and aspirin, and I could really use some aspirin right now. There's actually a company called Barnfine Technologies that makes a lot of connectors, a lot of fiber extenders.
Yeah, they're just down the road here a little
right,
bit.
Right, right. And they have some great technology, and I'd like to go check that out.
And for people who want to keep reading what you're thinking and the company you work for, let's do both websites.
Okay, keycodemedia.com.
Keycodemedia.com, that's all one word.
And you can check out my web series on technology, 5thingsseries.com.
The number 5, the word things, the word series, 5thingsseries.com. And the moving power behind both of those is Michael Thomas, Director of Technology for Keycode Media and the originator of the 5 Things series. Michael, as always, thanks for joining us today.
Always been a pleasure, Larry.
Take care.